Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. We're so pleased you set your dials to channel 88.1 FM because we are KFHC Ponca Sioux City and KOIA Storm Lake. This show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And again, so glad that you made the choice to join us today. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've had some really nice days. We're glad for the moisture. We're glad that the farmers are out there in the fields doing good stuff. You may notice that I've got some sort of hiccup in my voice. Again, although I'm so glad for the nice day and I'm so glad that everything is going well for our farmers, it doesn't do anything for my allergies. And so my sinuses are draining onto my vocal cords and I'm struggling, but you know, what the heck? I'm still coming up off the bench to do Faith in Action because I see how much it means to our listeners, and I'm happy to do it. Now, as you know, a lot of this show is about me and stuff I find out. And where I live is halfway between Sioux City and Hinton, Iowa. So I was aware of a serious fire in which a family lost all their belongings and their home. And the wonderful things that the Knights of Columbus did to help them get back on their feet. And what really intrigued me was this just delightful story in the Lamar's Daily Sentinel, where I used to go there every Wednesday when the Catholic Globe, the newspaper for the Diocese of Sioux City, was printed there. So I got to know most of the folks really well. And I'm going to give a shout out to Kim Fickett. She's the editor. And this was what she said in her story about the fundraiser that the Knights of Columbus had for this family. There are not too many instances in the small town of Lamar's where one finds a complete intersection backlogged with vehicles in each direction. However, that was the scene at First Avenue and First Street Northeast on May 1st as the Lamar's Knights of Columbus members turned out their famous, and trust me, that is accurate, famous pork chop dinner to raise money for the Thiessen family who recently lost their home to a grass fire. And then the Grand Knight of Lamar's Knights, Seth Schmidt, said, "We served more than 1,000 meals, and then we lost track. So we made 5 or 6 different trips to the local vendors to buy more product. It's the most we've ever served at 1 hour events was 600. So Sunday's events shattered the previous record. There were cars coming from every direction. And they could have used some more traffic signals. I believe there's only 1 or 2 in Lamar's. Just goes to show you how much this meant to the community that we had a traffic jam." So a remarkable story of not only a community coming off the bench to help a family, but the Knights of Columbus coming up off the bench to help this family also. So in the studio with me is a member of the Knights of Columbus, Mark Newbel. Mark, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's great for you to be here. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Mark, where you grew up and a little bit of bio.
Sure. Yes, Mark Newbel. I am from Lamar's. I was born and raised there. I went to Galen Catholic up there in Lamar's and graduated, and then I moved on to, I went to the University of Northern Colorado, and I actually did a couple of internships for Disney back in the day, and that's how I actually met my wife. She was down visiting some friends, and I guess you can say it was love at first sight, and she is from Cleveland, Ohio, and she actually moved back to Lamar's, where we currently reside. We have 3 kids. Ethan is going to be a junior. I got Boston, who's going to be a sophomore, and my daughter Sierra, who is going to be a 7th grader this year.
And what brought you back to Lamar's from Colorado?
I actually had moved to Cleveland, and then back in 2001, my dad had called and said, "Hey, we have a spot for you at the car dealership up here in Lamar's, and did you want to come back to work for us?" And at that time, I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to, but as circumstances go, I took the opportunity, and that's when we moved back to Lamar's. I worked for the car dealership till 2008, and then I ran the total sales and service up on the front end. Bought, sold, did all the advertising, the PR work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for several years, and currently I work for Cox Automotive, Auto Trader, Kelley Blue Book.
Okay. So, listeners, you might be familiar if you're from Northwest Iowa. Mark Newbel, Newbel Chevrolet, and that was your dad.
Correct.
And he started that when?
1981 is when they officially started.
Okay.
So we ran for 28 years almost under Newbel Chevrolet.
Okay, and anybody who comes into Lamar's on the highway can just see it's the wonderful white building with the blue accents, and it says Chevrolet, and it's wonderful. And of course, Newbel Chevrolet has been a huge supporter of all things in Lamar's. So you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus for how long?
I would say I couldn't tell you. It feels like it's been many years, but I think once I moved back to Lamar's, I think it was 2001. My dad had a policy on me, a life insurance policy mm-hmm. on me when I was a little kid, and then with him being an active member of the Knights of Columbus, I just followed suit. So I would say I've been a member probably since 2001.
Okay, and I guess it's always interesting for me and probably our listeners as well, because there's so many organizations we can be a part of. And so besides the life policy, what else might have drawn you to say, you know, I think I'd like to be a member?
I think it's just the camaraderie of the guys. You know, we have a big group of guys up there. We have 330 active members right now. So, and we continue to grow, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of that had just to be the camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Of being around the guys, being around a group of guys that did things for causes.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me was kind of a big draw.
Sure. And like I referenced in the article, one of the things that you guys do is your pork chop dinner. And of course, having gone up to Lamar's to cover the men's conference, the annual men's conference, the pork producers always come off the bench and they do their pork chop in a glove. But I think you guys with your pork chop dinner don't do the pork chop in the glove, if I'm correct.
That is correct. We everything that we do up there is in-house. We have our own broasters, our own fryers. So we do a lot of pork chop feeds throughout the year for causes. But we also do a lot of fish fries for the Lenten season during Lent. So we did 6 fish fries this year. Ash Wednesday is typically our large fish fry, and we served about 500 people on the fish fry this year. And then every Friday was generally 200 to 300 people.
Okay. And most of our Knights of Columbus groups have names. Is there a name associated with your group as well?
We just go by the Lamar's Knights of Columbus Council 1466 in
okay.
Lamar's.
All right, perfect. And honestly, it took my breath away when you said 330 members, because Lamar's itself has how many people would you say the population is?
Our growing town right now is about 10,500.
Okay, 10,500. That was a little bit more than I thought. And I'm going to attribute that to perhaps Wells Blue Bunny, which is a huge employer there. And they, of course, give a shout out, you know, to Mike Wells and his wife, who have done so many wonderful things. But even farther back than that, you know, the Wells family has been very supportive of Lamar's. So let's segue a bit into what I was talking about, the traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And the Thiessen family, is it Richard Thiessen?
Yes.
Yes,
Rich and Holly.
Rich and Holly. And Rich is a member of the Knights of Columbus,
which is
another kind of connection. So maybe explain to the listeners what happened with the fire.
Well, the fire that day was just windy. It was with the dry conditions. The fire just sparked and it raged. I believe it was about 3 miles, and they just couldn't stop it. So it's just one of those things that it just happened. It caught their house. It literally burnt everything to the ground. Their cars, and I guess when you think about it, I wouldn't want to have to go out and buy all new silverware, cups, clothes. It's devastating. And so when we did the pork chop feed for them, it was actually, we had intentions to do a pork chop feed for the Galen Catholic with their Heart of the School campaign, with they're doing a big remodel and a construction project with the cafeteria up there. So the proceeds were supposed to go to them. We have allocated $10,000 towards their remodel. That was part of our donation as the Knights of Columbus. And we did a pork chop feed a year ago. And so this was our annual pork chop feed to support the school. But when this fire came up and the devastation that took place, with a week before the pork chop feed, we switched gears. And it was the right thing to do. So I contacted the school and said, hey, this is what happened. The school was completely understanding of the whole situation. We'll have another pork chop feed for the school, but this is just was the right thing for us to do at the right time. And so that was a lot of the motivation. And with Rich being a member of the Knights of Columbus, we wanted to do this for him.
Sure. So how was the decision made as to, so you were already doing it for the school. So
correct.
The particulars were in place. It was going to be this, that, and the other thing for, the event.
Mm-hmm.
So what other kinds of things went into the planning?
Text messages were a big part of the planning, I guess. We had to call our food vendor to get more food.
Mm-hmm.
We usually kind of plan for about 300-400 on some of these events, especially for this fundraiser that we were going to do for this school. But after a few days and the word got out that we were going to be switching the cause, we realized this was going to be a little bit bigger than we anticipated. So we made calls to our people that we get our food from, and we increased our food to plan for about 600. Needless to say, that day of the event, and when we had that traffic jam and people were waiting 20 minutes, and then it grew to 45 minutes, we realized that we needed more food. And so we did clear out the Walmart, the Hy-Vee, and the Fairway of their pork. So we were able to get more for that day of the event.
And, excellent.
So a lot of some of the planning that we went into it was basically just quick action of a bunch of texts and just making some phone calls. And that's what spread is, just word of mouth.
Yep, and that is the most powerful form of advertising ever, is word of mouth. So listeners, as you know, with this show, we always take a short break to give a shout out to our sponsors, our underwriters, and anybody else that would like a little bit of publicity on this radio station. But please stay tuned, because we will be right back. Welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and I'm so glad you set your dials to channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. And again, if you're just joining us, I mentioned in the earlier segment that I'm having some sinus issues today. So as my sinuses drain onto my vocal cords, they become weaker and weaker. But luckily, my guest in the studio is as yakky as I am. So he'll be talking a bit more than I usually do, which is fine, too. So if you're just joining us, we are talking about the Lamar's Knights of Columbus. And, of course, they're in Lamar's, Iowa. And they've recently had, in May, this event. And there were so many people that in this small town, it's about 10,500, that they caused this traffic jam in downtown Lamar's. It's First Street Northeast and First Avenue on May 1st. And that's when the Knights of Columbus turned out their famous pork chop dinner, and if you are aware of them, you know that it is a famous pork chop dinner, and they raised money for the Thiessen family, who lost their home to an incredible grass fire that just came up out of nowhere. They served more than 1,000 meals, and then they lost track of how many people they were serving, and made trips to all the local vendors in Lamar's to get more product. And it was just an incredible event. Cars coming from every direction. There's only like a couple of signal lights in Lamar's itself, so they probably could have used maybe an off-duty policeman to do something. And in essence, they did this for a fellow knight. Richard Thiessen and his family's farmstead was completely engulfed as a result of an April 23rd grass fire. It spread 3 miles. It left the family ultimately displaced. And so as news of this horrible devastation spread throughout this wonderful community, members of the Knights looked at each other and said, what can we do to help one of our own? And so in the studio with me is Mark Newbel, who is a member of the Knights of Columbus. And he is actually a Lamar's native, so his dad had Newbel Chevrolet. And so, of course, he stepped into the family business and kind of continues to be in the related car business. And so we were talking in the last segment about, you know, what went into making this event so successful. And it was not just the Knights of Columbus who stepped up to the plate. You know, Rich actually has a daytime job. He's not just a member of the Knights of Columbus, kind of like you, Mark. You have a daytime job, too. So Rich's employer stepped up to the plate, too.
Yes, Rich works at State Steel down here in Sioux City. And he's been there for 40 years. And again, with this devastation, and when they realized this, the event that we were having, they stepped up to the plate, too, and made a generous donation to us with the food donation. So we're very appreciative of what they did. So it was just a great feeling when we raised the money and when we called Rich up that night after the pork chop feed, when we called him up to say, hey, we're writing you a check for $28,000. He was speechless. And that was an awesome feeling. I think there actually might have been a few tears that were shed in the back with the kitchen guys. We have a great group of guys up there that do the cooking, and it was a special moment in the back kitchen when we made that phone call.
It's just interesting that a community that is small, you know, it's not Sioux City, Iowa, you know, which is up there upwards of, you know, if we talk about the tri-state area, we're right around 100,000. This is a community of 10,000, and to raise $28,000 for an individual at one event. And it's a pork chop feed. It wasn't over, you know, days and days. What was it, do you think, that resonated so much with the community that they stepped up to the plate?
You know, that's always a tough question on why people give for a particular reason. But I think that a lot of them just felt in their hearts that this was the right thing to do. People donating more money than we've seen. It was just remarkable. Checks being written for way more than what their meal was what their meal was. So it was just the generosity of the community, and that's why I love living in Lamar's, because the people are just awesome up there, and they're willing to open their hearts, but they're willing to open their pocketbooks too. So just the generosity of Lamar's, and that's not just Lamar's. We have people from surrounding communities as well. So kudos and shout out to everybody that, you know, supported our cause.
So when an individual came to the pork chop dinner, what was the menu? Obviously pork chop, but then what were the sides that went along with it?
Yeah, so we do an 8-ounce broasted pork chop that we do in-house, and we have cheesy potatoes, macaroni salad, a dinner roll. That is generally what we do. And with the COVID restrictions, we went to a drive-through 2 years ago, and we've had really success with the drive-through. And we get a lot of requests now saying, "When are you going to open up your hall again? We want to be in-house." And while we just started getting back into it, because we went through a little remodel at the Knights of Columbus Hall there in Lamar's. So we have the science down with our drive-through. We do two lanes. People do not have to get out of their cars. We literally will go up to the car, ask how many meals they want, whether it's a pork chop or the fish fries, and we run the cars out there. We do get kids from Galen Catholic that will, and I only say Galen Catholic because that's where my kids go, so it's easy for me to say, hey, get a couple of your friends and have them come down and help. So we get the service hours for some of these kids that need the hours. So I've got to learn know there some of these kids that come in and out, and they run the food, and it's awesome to see the kids' interaction with the people in the cars, because they're very talkative too.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And so the cost of the meal that day was?
Generally, it's $12. $12 per meal. So, I mean, to see checks being written for $50, for $100, $500, $1,000, and people saying, keep the change. We also did a raffle for that we did a raffle that the Lamar's Toy Store gave a pedal tractor away. And so we also, not only were we selling meal tickets, we were selling tickets for the raffle, which also generated another $1,000 for this cause.
And if you have never been to Lamar's, Iowa, outside that it's really important to go to the Blue Bunny store and get some ice cream, that Lamar's toy store is absolutely jaw-dropping with the amount of things they have in there. And again, what a shout-out to a retailer that said, I see value in this. I want to be part of this. So yet another added addition to all of this. And you were on site there, Mark, I imagine, doing something. Did you have a job that day doing something?
I was. I generally, in these feeds, I handle the money, and I run food as well. I'm taking the food orders. So needless to say, I've always kind of watched my steps with my phone to see how many steps I've taken on that. And I will say, by far, that one blew everything away. A lot of times I get a little grief from the guys as they think I'm the social coordinator of the Knights of Columbus, and because we do a lot. So it was just, as I said, it was just a busy day of running. Needless to say, I was also pretty tuckered out by the end of the day.
Oh, I imagine so. How did the day run? You know, because it's a pork chop dinner. So what time did you start and what time did you end?
We start the pork chop dinner at 4, and we went till 7:30 is when the last person. It was actually 7:22 when we served the last meal. You stated that these are famous, and why they are famous, and so are our fish fries. And to see people show up 45 minutes to eat early, they show up 45 minutes to eat, that pat ourselves on the back a little bit, because people realize it is a good meal, but it was also, for that day, it was for a good cause.
Yeah, and you alluded to the fact that, you know, people wrote checks that were far above and beyond the cost of attending the meal. And when they were doing that, what kinds of things were they saying to you as to why this was important to them? Like, you know what, thank you guys. Or I'm curious as to what they were saying. Because, again, listeners, the response was just jaw-dropping to this.
The one thing that kind of stood out to me was with the first responders, we had stated that any first responder, we were given a free meal to. And when the first responders came through, they didn't want the free meal. They were opening up their pocketbooks just as much as everybody else. So just see the first responders, the officers, and everybody up there, they graciously just said, keep it. Mm-hmm. I don't want the change. Here you go. So that to me kind of stood out, at least with the first responders. None of them took the free meal. They were more than gracious to give a little more.
And as you were kind of walking around and doing the money and doing the food or taking orders or whatever and putting those steps on, you know, if you got the Fitbit or whatever, what were you thinking? I mean, I think we all go into events that we're a part of with expectations, and we hope for the best, plan for the worst. That's what I've always said. But as this started to evolve, what was going through your mind?
I think, oh, crap. Because we didn't know if we were going to have enough food. And like I said, we had to make multiple shopping visits to local vendors. And needless to say, we didn't run out of food. We had enough because of all of our trips. But I think it was just, you know, seeing the cars, seeing the lineup, and everybody. It was an organized chaos.
Okay.
But in the same sense, hearing people when they were coming through the line saying how polite and courteous people were in their cars and letting people come and go and get in the right line, because we had 6 blocks one way, 4 blocks another way, and to come at one intersection and just be courtesy to each other to let them in. That's what was going through my mind, was just how polite people were and saying thank you for, you know, waiting 30 minutes or 40 minutes and asking if it was a long wait, and they said, we'll wait. We would have waited this longer if we had to. So just that to me was kind of, that was standing out to me, I guess.
Yeah, because that's not usually the way we react. Like if we go to Applebee's or Chili's and they go, yeah, it'll be about a 30 or 45 minute wait. And you go, yeah, maybe it's Taco John's today. But they saw value in it.
Yes, they did.
Yep. So listeners, again, you know, with this program, we got to take a short break. To give a shout out to our supporters and underwriters, and that's what we're going to do now. But we ask you to stay tuned because we will be right back. Welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and we're about halfway through the show, and we have been talking at length about this remarkable event that was held in Lamar's, Iowa. It was sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, and it was a pork chop dinner to raise funds to help Richard Thiessen, wife Holly, and their children because their family's farmstead was completely engulfed as a result of an April 23rd grass fire. It spread 3 miles. It left the family totally displaced. And so the Knights of Columbus stepped up to the plate and said, you know, how can we help? Because Rich is a member of the Knights. And so they went to work to help one of their own. And my guest in the studio is Mark Newbel, and he is a member of the Knights of Columbus, specifically is the social coordinator for the Knights of Columbus. And he got that title in lieu of a raise, I believe. So here, yes. You go do this, Mark. But initially, the dinner was set to, those monies were going to go to Galen Catholic's Heart of the School campaign. But when the word got out about the Thiessens and the substantial loss they experienced, then the Knights called the school and said, you know, could we possibly switch the event's cause? And Mark alluded that the school said, well, absolutely, you know, well, we have no problem like that. And then so here we go. That day, May 1, when they served, they had what I would call a traffic jam in Little Lamar's, Iowa, community of about 10,500. They served more than 1,000 meals in a three-hour time span, and they raised more than $28,000 for the family. And most of those, I mean, it was a $12 cost, so most people gave out of their hearts, much, much more, sometimes 10 times more than the event, you know, called for. And it really, I mean, I'm at a loss for words because it's a small community. It is a worthy event to raise money for, but to see the people respond is just so astonishing. And I think we talked about that in the last segment, Mark, is, you know, something resonated with folks, be it Rich and Holly and their family, or maybe this could have been me, because that wasn't the only fire in Northwest Iowa that day, but nothing was at the level of what happened to the Thiessens. Or just, you know, we like the Knights and they're doing something else, and so let's go out and support them. And by the way, it's a pork chop dinner. So, I mean, there were many things that were kind of coming together at the same time. But let's tell the listeners a little bit about the other things the Knights do. And you talked about the fish fries, and maybe even tell the listeners, rather than many of our Knights of Columbus don't have their own building, and you guys do, which is an unusual aspect. Many of our Knights hold their events in the parish hall, which is fine, but you guys have your own building, and you mentioned that you had done some remodeling in it as well. So tell the listeners a little bit about where the Knights of Columbus building is in Lamar's, and maybe some of the accoutrements.
Sure, yeah, we are unique in the aspect that we do have our own building. And so some of the money that we do raise needs to go to our heat bill, our electric bill, and our remodels. We rent the hall out for weddings and anniversaries and several different parties throughout the year. And so that's the unique aspect of our hall. We have a large dining area, we have a large bar area. So if people are wanting to I guess if I can plug our hall, if you're wanting to rent our hall, you surely can. But our location is unique because we are downtown. We are next to the Olson Cultural Center, where we have in Lamar's, where there's a lot of festivities that take place. So we're uniquely placed to hold extra events there. And with that, because of the success of the fish fries and this pork chop feed, the Lamar's Ice Cream Days Committee has asked the Knights of Columbus to be a large food vendor for our big Ice Cream Days event coming up here in a couple weeks. So we are busy planning and getting meals and food ready for this large Ice Cream Days event. But yes, we do several things throughout the year. We do give a lot of money away. That's what we are for. That's what the Knights do. We're a charitable organization. We want to give out. So we do give money we just gave money out to the Lamar's Little League. We gave to the fire department, the police department, the ambulance services. We also gave money to the Ukraine crisis. So a lot of the money we do give, we give right back out to the community, because that's the heart of what we're known for at the Knights of Columbus.
And in talking about the hall, you said it's a large hall. Kind of what is the capacity if I was thinking of renting the hall?
The hall capacity, by fire code definitions, about 225 people.
Okay, by fire code definitions. But standing room only, you probably get a few more in, my guess is. Not to mention the folks that are outside the building, maybe having a smoke or chatting because mm-hmm. they'd like a little bit of fresh air. But it is positioned in a really great place in Lamar's itself. And what would you estimate that is the amount of money that the Knights generate to give to other organizations in a year?
Oh boy, that's this year has been, we've been really fortunate. So we finished up our, I put together we have the Knights of Columbus Stag that we have every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was a big fundraiser that we did. And generally we will raise about $14,000 to $15,000 on our Lamar's Stag that we have every year. But this year we raised $33,000.
Oh my heavens!
Yeah, so the we did get some sponsors this year, and so kudos to the local businesses that stepped up, because we don't go out and solicit money for ourselves. And this year we wanted to do so many different remodels. That was part of our fundraiser this year. We wanted to raise a little bit more money because we want to remodel and make the hall nicer, because it. We haven't done anything for years in it, so I'm just very thankful to live in the community that I do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is. It's a nice venue, and it gives you the ability to do these sort of things, and then you don't have to worry about, am I conflicting with what's going on in All Saints Parish or any other venue. And there are other venues in Lamar's that do hold events, so... You know, it's just remarkable. And listeners, if you're thinking to yourself, wow, you know, the Knights of Columbus sounds like a really nifty group, and maybe I'd like to be a part of it. I, of course, personally cannot be a part of it, but, you know, maybe my husband or my son or my uncle or my brother, if somebody has an interest in it, and, of course, we would love them to seriously consider joining the Lamar's Knights of Columbus, but listeners, as you know, we serve a tri-state area, and so... you know, there are other Knights of Columbus groups that that are thriving. We only focused on this one because of the unusual aspect of how much money they raised for the Thesons. But all of our Knights are just so giving, and they do provide all kinds of things for communities. So if somebody's listening and they think to themselves, gosh darn, you know, I'd really, you know, maybe like to look into this. What would you recommend they do, Mark?
I would first and foremost, contact your local parish. That would be probably a step, because every parish probably has an outlet or a contact with the Grand Knight or somebody that might be a member of the Knights of Columbus. In Lamar's, it's the same. You can find us on our Facebook page. We do have a website. So I would say your first contact would be the parish.
And in this day and age, as you mentioned, you know, websites, you can just Google Knights of Columbus and up pops the national organization where there's a drop-down menu that says find a group near you, and then you can click on that. A lot of times people, you know, if they don't know anybody in the organization, maybe a little hesitant to call the parish, and this is a way to kind of circumvent that where you can find stuff and find information, and it's really detailed on the website as to where you can go and what you can do. And I believe there are even Knights of Columbus groups for young men and it used to be in the good old days, of course I'm really dating myself, that, like, for example, colleges would have Knights of Columbus groups for younger men. And so, you know, there, of course, there's an age restriction. You know, you can't be 11 and join the Knights. You have to be an adult, and that makes sense. But there's no top age restriction either, you know.
No, we have many many Knights that are lifelong members, and to hear how many years they've been part of the organization is also remarkable. And going back to the younger kids, and I don't mean kids, but the Knights of Columbus and Lamar's every year, we give money to a religious box where it comes with a Bible, comes with a rosary that we give to graduating seniors to have them take on to school so that they continue down that Catholic way. So we do a lot of, and we do it for Galen, we do it for Lamar's community kids as well. So generally we do about 60 of those boxes that we do, and we give them out to the kids. And it's always interesting to hear, you know, a year after, how these kids still have these boxes. They look at it, they grab the rosary, and they do attend the mass at college. So that's a great part of hearing that side of the story.
That is. That's a unique part of the story, you know, because we have spent most of this time talking about you guys raise money for this, that, and the other thing. But what a lovely gesture for graduates to, you know, remind them of their faith and how important that is. So again, listeners, guess what? It's time for another short break, and we have a lot more information. So please stay tuned, because we will be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And again, I want to thank you so much for joining us and setting your dials to channel 88.1 FM. We have been talking during this Faith in Action about what I would say is the very unique and unusual event that happened in Lamar's, Iowa. The Knights of Columbus held a pork chop dinner for one of their member knights, Rich Thiessen, whose farm was just devastated by an April fire that came through. And so the Knights held a pork chop dinner on May 1st, and over 3 hours they raised $28,000. And also, Rich's employer, State Steel, stepped up to the plate and made a very generous donation. And as I said during the break to Ann and Mark, that my insurance adjuster just came out after the big windstorm we had, and we lost an incredible amount of shingles off our roof. But even though we've been paying for insurance for years, we're not getting a new roof, they said. We are getting just, the replacement shingles. And so, yeah, people would say, well, probably insurance would cover what they lost. But for those of us who are savvy citizens, we know that's not always the case. So it wasn't just the Knights. It wasn't just State Steel. Mark, you said that there were some other places that stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, that's correct. There was a GoFundMe page that also raised about $28,000. And there was a local Lamar's family who had a farm acreage that was relatively close to Rich and Holly's place that allowed them to stay in their rental rent-free. So just another thing that we're seeing with the generosity in Lamar's.
Yeah, very much so. So again, in the last segment, we talked about, if you wanted to be a knight, you know, what you could do. And the easiest thing is to reach out to your parish, because the parish usually has contacts mm-hmm. for that type of thing. Or you can reach out to Mark, you know, because he's the social coordinator of the Knights of Columbus and Lamar's. But we know that we have listeners, you know, in the tri-state area, in the Archdiocese of Omaha and the Diocese of Sioux Falls, and of course the Diocese of Sioux City, because as I often say, we are KOIA Storm Lake, which is a considerable drive from Sioux City. And so we know that there are other Knights of Columbus groups in the diocese. One of the things that's really interesting is the history of the Knights of Columbus. And the individual who founded the Knights was actually a priest, Father Michael McGivney. He was all of 29 years old, honestly, a child. And he just got a group of men together at his parish in 1881. Kind of takes my breath away mm-hmm. how long ago that was. And he says, hey, you know what? How about we have a lay organization to prevent men from entering other secret societies? And, of course, at that time it would have been the Masons. Of course, that group has evolved over the years. But his whole idea was, you know, a group that would really unite Catholic men together to do stuff. And so he hoped, you know, that they would demonstrate their loyalty to the country, to their church. And so who did they take as their kind of model, Christopher Columbus, which therefore you are the Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. And he is celebrated as the discoverer of America. History has proven that a little bit otherwise, but he's their patron and off we go. So the Knights of Columbus actually, with all of their, you know, meetings and stuff, actually elected officers in 1882 and then became a corporate status. And so over the years, Catholic men have been drawn to this group, and our Knights of Columbus, you know, have thrived in many of our communities. One of the interesting things, I think, is having covered what I would call fraternal organizations in my years as a journalist and seeing a lot of the fraternal organizations and the benevolent organizations having trouble recruiting younger men who don't see value in an organization. And I won't point blank name any, but, you know, if you live in any community, you know that this type of thing is happening. And yet the Knights seem to kind of hold their own. And so, Mark, you having been a Knight for a considerable number of years, what would you say is the draw for men that they say, this is something I want to be a part of?
Sure. I think some of that has to go back is, you know, seeing my dad part of the organization. Yes, we do some charitable causes and we get together, but it's the group of guys. It's being around a fellowship of guys that are there for a cause, but we have fun. I think that's the one big aspect that I absolutely enjoy about it is my wife may not like all the time that I give, but I have fun with it. And I think my kids see it. They love coming down and helping. And it's just being around a group of guys that, you know, have a goal, have a mission. And that to me is why I'm part of it. I enjoy it and it's fun.
Yeah, and it isn't just all, hey, it's time for another pork chop dinner. You know, it is. I mean, you do get together mm-hmm. and enjoy each other's camaraderie. I loved what you said in the last segment about how you reached out to younger people with the things that you gave mm-hmm. the graduates at Galen Catholic. And again, remind the listeners about what that specifically is.
Yeah, it's a religious box that we give to the graduating seniors. It's a rosary. It's a Bible. And a lot of them will, like I said, have come back and said, thank you. I might have steered away from it, but the box reminded me to get to Mass.
Yeah, and the other thing that the Knights are very well known for, and I will just talk to this specifically in Sioux City, is that they have funded ultrasounds, and those ultrasounds have gone to pregnancy resource centers, and those aren't cheap items. And then they also take care of the training for anyone who wants to do that. So again, we always, you know, associate the Knights of Columbus with their fish fries and their dinners, mm-hmm. but they're a very pro-life organization and have done, you know, things like that. And I'd say they started that probably about 5 years ago, give or take. Yes. And I remember them doing it specifically here in Sioux City. And you again mentioned, you know, that your group has given to the Ukraine effort, mm-hmm. which is in the news right now. What prompted that? Because a lot of times I think we say to ourselves, oh, does that really make a difference? You know, but what went into the discussion for, hey, you know what, we need to donate to this?
Well, in our, you know, our emails that we do get from Connecticut, where our organization is headquartered at, we do get the emails, and in the email it asks the organizations, hey, consider doing this. And so at one of our annual meetings that we have once a month, somebody brought up, hey, should we do this? And without hesitation, everybody said, yes, let's give, because it's not just about our local people, it's about the people in the world that we have to look after too. So that was how that came about.
Okay. And also, as we mentioned, you know, there's Knights of Columbus groups in almost every diocese and numerous Knights of Columbus groups, but also worldwide. And actually, I just Googled this because I thought it was interesting that you gave to the Ukraine. The Ukraine is the Knights of Columbus Order's newest territory, has nearly 600 members in 13 councils in the Ukraine, which that takes my breath away, you know. Who knew that? And then the other thing that I noticed on their website, the Knights of Columbus contributes nearly $2 million in various aid programs in the Mideast that receive little to no funding from anybody. And so, again, you know, we talk about the Knights of Columbus and Lamars and in the United States, but it's an international organization, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is the remarkable seed that was planted by Father McGivney so many years ago, 1881, and then incorporated in 1882. And now he is on track to perhaps sainthood. I believe he is blessed right now. So that's really cool as well.
Yeah, it is.
So wonderful, wonderful outreach and, again, helping men grow in their faith. And so, listeners, again, if you're interested, easiest way, you know, you can Google Knights of Columbus and oodles of information comes up. But calling the parish is just the easiest thing practically to do. So you mentioned, you know, that your group was going to be associated with Ice Cream Days, which is a huge event in Lamars. But what else do you have on the horizon for the Knights coming up in Lamars?
In Lamars. Well, annually we do have a the Knights of Columbus Phone-a-thon, which is a... Well, after Ice Cream Days, we'll probably take a few months off because with summertime in Lamars, it's just not a lot going on in Lamars. So we'll take a few months off, and then come about fall season, we'll get back into our pork chop feeds for a couple of times. And then annually, we have a big Lamars phone-a-thon for people with disabilities that we team up with Life Skills in Lamars. So, and that annual fundraiser, I believe, generated $51,000 this year, and most of that money stays right in Lamars to help people with disabilities.
And then I imagine you have a presence at the Plymouth County Fair, which is the happiest days on earth, I would guess, someplace. No. But I bet that you are volunteering with perhaps the other booths that are on.
Yes.
Because I live in Plymouth County, and I go to the fair, and I'm always seeing people I know, you know, that have... some tie, you know, to the Knights of Columbus, even if you don't have your own little booth like a lot of folk do.
Yeah. A lot of the members that you see are, you know, either volunteering their time with the 4-H booth, the Optimist Club, the Lions Club. So you see a lot of our members helping other clubs.
And then there's actually a very vibrant pro-life booth that is held during the Plymouth County Fair. And they do remarkable outreach and have pamphlets and stuff. So, again, the Knights of Columbus is a fraternal organization, Catholic men. You do have to be 18 years of age or older, and basically just committed to making the community a better place and supporting the church through charitable work. I did not know this, but there are more than 2 million members worldwide. It is the largest Catholic fraternal organization dedicated to service, and we saw that in the wonderful outreach that the Lamars Knights did for Rich and Holly Thiessen and their family when their home was lost to a devastating fire in April. So, listeners, that about wraps up today's program. I want to thank my guest in the studio, Mark Newble, who is, as we affectionately refer to him, the social coordinator for the Lamars Knights of Columbus. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's a great shout-out to the Knights. Again, listeners, I apologize for my roached-out voice. Hopefully the mold and the allergies will lessen up here in the next month or so, and I'll be able to talk normal or whatever normal might be. So on behalf of my executive producer of Faith in Action, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.